Hello everyone, welcome back to Norfolk Public Schools Unplugged. Once again, I am Adrian and joining me today is Simone. So let's dive into this proposed budget for Norfolk Public Schools for FY 2026. It's a pretty hefty document, and we're going to try to unpack it. We're using the superintendent's fact sheet as our main source here, and we'll see what jumps out at us. We've got a new high school on the horizon, some interesting ideas for attracting and retaining teachers, and of course, a total budget number that's pretty eye-popping.
Hello everyone. These budgets are always so fascinating to me. You can really tell what a school district's priorities are just by following the money. Big numbers in this one.
Absolutely. We're talking $772,902,725 spread across four different funds. That's for everything from, you know, the day-to-day operations, school lunches, special grants, and the really big stuff, capital improvement projects.
Yeah. And just the general fund itself, that's the one that covers the day-to-day operations, it is a massive $450 million plus. That's just wild to think about. The sheer scale of funding public education these days.
It is, and it's interesting to see where a big chunk of that goes. Employee compensation and benefits make up over 81% of the proposed operating budget. We're talking $365.8 million.
That makes you wonder what that means for other areas of the budget, though.
It's a great question, and I think it's one that the school board and the community are going to have to grapple with. And within that compensation piece, they're proposing a 4.5% raise for teachers, which would bring the starting salary to $60,088. They're also doing cost of living adjustments and step increases for all full-time employees, plus bonuses for those at the top of their pay scales. And on top of all that, they're absorbing the increased health insurance costs. So employees won't feel that pinch as much.
Well, it sounds like they're really trying to stay competitive, especially given the teacher shortage we're seeing across the country. But I do wonder if it'll be enough to actually, you know, make a real difference.
It's a good point. A lot of districts are facing similar challenges, so it's hard to say what the impact will be. And beyond just salary, they've got a whole bunch of other recruitment and retention initiatives. Well, there are bonuses for student teachers who become full-time teachers in Norfolk. There are bonuses for classified staff who move into teaching roles, and even for just brand new teacher hire.
So instead of getting lost in the details of every single bonus, I'm curious, how does this strategy compare to what other districts are doing?
It's a good question. And I think time will tell. We've got the Ignite program, which is a pilot program at Lindenwood Elementary. They're offering teachers there $5,000 bonuses, tuition reimbursement, and even a classroom supply allowance.
So that's interesting. They're taking this targeted approach to one particular school. Lindenwood has had some challenges over the years, and the data shows that with the implementation of the Ignite program, that the school is now fully accredited.
That is amazing. Congratulations to Lindenwood Elementary School for this great accomplishment. And then there are smaller incentives for things like relocating from outside of Hampton Roads, or for supervising student teachers, or for referring successful hires. And even a welcome back bonus for teachers who left Norfolk and are now coming back.
Wow. So they're really trying to cover all the bases. It's definitely comprehensive. But how does all this fit into that bigger picture of right-sizing the school division that you mentioned earlier? That seems like it could be a major shift.
Absolutely. That's where things get a little bit more complicated. They've brought in a consulting firm and created a planning committee to look at how resources are matched up with the student population. They're saying community engagement will be key, but we're really still in the early stages of this process.
That $130,000 allocation for this phase of the project suggests that they're pretty serious about it. Makes you wonder what right-sizing might look like in practice. Could we see school consolidations, and how will that impact the communities they serve?
Those are definitely questions a lot of folks are going to have as this process moves forward. And speaking of big changes, let's talk about the capital projects. First off, they're continuing their focus on safety and security with year four of security camera purchases, two new security vehicles to patrol schools, and increased pay for security at athletic events.
So staying competitive with security too.
I think one of the real attention grabbers here is funding for the new high school.
Yes. Maury High School, $231 million. That's a serious investment.
And there are other projects in the mix too, like HVAC replacements, electrical upgrades, restroom renovations, even a new pool at Camp Young. They're spreading it around.
It seems like they're really trying to address a wide range of needs across the district.
They're proposing to add 33 ESL teachers.
Yeah, it makes me think that they're recognizing the growing need for language support, probably driven by changing demographics in the student population.
They're also adding 13 special education teachers, which shows a commitment to inclusive education, plus attendance technicians and specialists for specific programs like the Gifted program.
So filling the gaps in a lot of areas.
That's a great point. I think that's something that a lot of educators are thinking about these days. And they are investing in a principal mentoring program to develop leadership skills, continuing tutoring initiatives, social-emotional learning programs, and even expanding their Equity and Excellence Learning Center model at Southside STEM Academy.
It also kind of hints at the complexity of all these issues they're dealing with. They're not just making decisions about, you know, budgets and buildings. They're grappling with social and demographic shifts, legal considerations, community expectations. It's a multifaceted challenge.
Right, and that's ultimately what it's all about. And to make sure they've got all their legal I's dotted and crossed, they're setting aside $250,000 for additional contracted legal services.
Transparency is crucial, especially when we're talking about, you know, public funds and decisions that affect so many people's lives. It helps build trust with the community and allows for some meaningful dialogue.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's like this giant puzzle with all these interconnected pieces. But one thing that stands out to me is how they're presenting this budget. It seems pretty transparent, you know? They're laying out their priorities really clearly and giving a detailed breakdown of how they plan to use the funds.
Exactly. They're being proactive, not just reactive. And that willingness to confront those difficult issues head-on is so important for any organization, but especially for something as vital as a public school system.
Definitely. And it's refreshing to see Norfolk Public Schools acknowledge the challenges to, like, the teacher shortage and the need for right-sizing. They're not shying away from those tough conversations.
And that's not something that happens overnight. It takes sustained effort, thoughtful planning, and a willingness to adapt and learn along the way.
It's a good point. It's easy to get caught up in the numbers. But ultimately, this is about people. It's about creating an environment where students can thrive, where teachers feel valued and supported, and where the community is engaged and invest.
Well, these are all pieces of the puzzle, right? But it's up to the community, and ultimately the school board, to decide if they create a cohesive and compelling picture.
Yeah, well said. It's a journey, not a destination. But this budget seems like a step in a particular direction. That does. We've talked about, you know, the focus on employee compensation, the efforts to address the teacher shortage, the major capital investments, the commitment to transparency and community engagement.
It's important to remember that this is just a proposal. There will be discussions and revisions, and ultimately decisions that will shape the final budget. So this is an opportunity for the community to get involved, to ask questions, and to make their voices heard.
So for you listening, what stands out to you the most? What questions does this budget raise for you about the future of Norfolk Public Schools?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It is a huge responsibility. And it's not just about the money either. It's about vision. Like, what kind of education system do we want here in Norfolk? What are our values? What are we putting first?
Exactly. It's a chance to be part of the conversation to help shape the future of education in Norfolk. We've gone through a lot of information here, but I think the most important takeaway is this. Stay informed, stay engaged, and keep asking questions.
Couldn't have said it better myself. This budget is just the beginning. The real work starts now.
It's amazing to me how a document like this can really spark so many questions and discussions.
Yeah, I think they're definitely aware of the challenges and they seem willing to take some pretty big steps. But will those steps actually lead to meaningful change? That's the question.
Yeah, and thinking back on everything we've talked about today, you know, the emphasis on employee compensation, all the efforts to address the teacher shortage, those major capital investments, it seems like the district is really trying to adapt and evolve.
And that path is full of, you know, opportunities, but also uncertainties. There are going to be some really tough choices to make, And the community needs to be a part of that process every step of the way.
It is a big question, and I think only time will tell. It's like they're at a crossroads trying to find a path toward a better future for Norfolk Public Schools.
And that's really what we hope we've done with this discussion today. We want you to look beyond the headlines to really get into the details and to form your own opinions.
Right, this budget is really just a starting point. Yeah, a catalyst for conversation. It's up to all of us to engage with it, to think critically about it, to ask the hard questions, and to hold our leaders accountable.
Yeah, be active, be advocates.
Because, at the end of the day, the future of Norfolk Public Schools is in our hands. We can't just sit back and hope for the best. We need to be involved.
Reach out to your school board representative. Go to community meetings. Talk to your friends and neighbors. Every voice matters when it comes to shaping the future of our schools and our community.
Exactly. So as you go about your day-to-day, think about what you learned here, what stuck with you, what concerns you most. Well, thanks for joining us on another episode of Norfolk Public Schools Unplugged. Until next time, stay inspired, stay engaged, and keep striving for greatness.